Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What are some of the challenges as you're looking at the Hispanic homeschool community? What are some of the greatest challenges that you're seeing these families face?
I think the number one thing is our culture has not the chip of homeschooling inside our heads because this is not an idea that we grow with.
Right.
So we need to bring this new idea that has been there forever. I think homeschooling is the original way of educating. It's a kind of a model that got forgotten through history.
Right.
So that's what we tell parents. You are missing out on something that was originally created. And then if you go back, you're going to realize how much you're missing out. So I think that the number one challenge is the culture. Mm-hmm. And second, the language, of course. So that's where we become a bridge with our community, is that we kind of help them understand in our language what homeschooling is, the history of homeschooling, the history of education. And we connect them to all these wonderful resources that you have here. There's almost like a 40-year gap of history that you in the United States have a strong foundation, but we don't. We are building a foundation for the Hispanic community. And we see a lot of interest on both sides. Like American people want to help the Hispanics. Hispanics want to learn. So it's very encouraging and exciting for us. This is the first time we see this for... We have been homeschooling for 10 years and we have never seen this kind of movement and in interest of our community into learning and going through the process. So we are there to support them. We are encouraging them. We're praying for them. We're answering questions through the year. Mm-hmm. We mentor the parents. We are for the parents.
Yeah.
We are not a curriculum. We are there coaching the parent, running with the parent, lifting them up as because we do fall sometimes and there's a lot of questioning that arises. Also because of the way we are raised,
right?
You know, so you start questioning things that you thought maybe were not possible. And now you see they are, for example, you start noticing you didn't need all that homework.
Right.
you could study with dad and mom and you can cook at home and learn science in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You start realizing what you were missing out. It's like a new window has opened for the community at this point in history. And it's a tremendous opportunity to come together as veterans, if we can call it, as experienced homeschool parents, and help that generation that is growing fast in homes, in Hispanic homes.
Is language a barrier for Hispanic homeschool families? Because I imagine it's not very easy. I know that more and more publishers are coming out with Spanish curriculum and stuff, but how do you, I mean, you know, if you're a like you speak English and Spanish.
Right.
So you could easily use any curriculum.
Yes.
But for those who are only Spanish speakers, what are they, what do they have for curriculum and how are they teaching their kids?
So what we're seeing is a lot of these curriculums that are translating, they're also offering support in Spanish to the dad and the mom, which is tremendously valuable.
Yeah.
So if you are considering translating into Spanish, we have encouraged these companies to bring people that speak the language. So it's not a matter of just translating. It's a matter of also helping the parent along the way. Usually the children are bilingual. They don't mind about the language. Parents that don't speak English become very worried when they have to decide on homeschooling, but then they also realize they have the option of tutoring if needed. So we tell them about these options that are helpful for them and not to hinder in their decision of homeschooling or not, because truly at the end of the story, all we see is that the children are so engaged in their education, they're almost become self-taught. You know, they're just following, but the parents are learning along the way, the language, and they're following. So you can insert a tutor if you need because of the language differences. Mm-hmm. And that is what we're seeing. If you serve the parent, which is what we do, we encourage the parent, and we help them by offering other support that they are going to need for sure at home, they can do it. And we have seen families shifting and making all these decisions that are going to turn their lives a little bit around. We even heard, I want to share this testimony, a person that came to the conference, we met at a park, and she was testifying that they sold their house. They shrunk down, you know, They sold this big house. They sold their cars. They narrowed down everything so that they could homeschool.
Wow.
So the mom could stay at home. So that was very strong speaking to us when we were preparing for the first conference. She actually went to the conference. And I was very inspired to hear that families are willing to shift and engage with their children. And even, you know, giving up the big house or narrowing down expenses. It does take some adjustment. I'm not gonna, you know, lie. Especially in our culture too. A lot of us come to the country expecting to have, you know, a lot of comfort and business. And we come with those dreams. But sometimes those dreams take away from the family. Mm-hmm. So now people are wanting to create a balance. And if they have to leave some stuff out of their supposed dream, they want to now parent and raise their children and learn together. So there's definitely a tremendous good shift right now that, again, is an opportunity to educate the parent. And, you know, the Lord does the rest.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.